Okay, let's pick up with the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the very beginning of the fourth parak. The Mishnah says, Shor shenagach arba v'chamisha shvarim. If you have an axe that gored four or five oxen, zeh achar zeh, this one after this one. In other words, Reuben's axe gores Shimon's axe, and then Levi's axe, and then Yehuda's axe, and then Yisachar's axe. So what's the halach in this case? Now, if you remember, if we're talking about a short time, which is the case of the Mishnah, remember that for a short time, how much do you pay? You pay chatzi nezek. And from what do you pay? You pay from the goof of the animal. So the standard case that we've talked about in the past is, let's say Reuven's axe is worth 200 and it gores Shimon's axe, which is worth 1,000. So if let's say Shimon's axe goes from being 1,000 to being worth zero, the carcass is worth nothing, so how much would you have to pay? So chatzi nezek would be half of 1,000, half of 1,000 is 500. But even though half of 1,000 is 500, you only have to pay the max value that you'd have to pay would be the value of the goof of the Shor HaMazik. And so since Reuven's axe that did the damage is only worth 200, you get maxed out at 200. So now the question is, well, what happens if the animal racks up a $1,000 bill? Right? Let's say Reuven's axe doesn't gore a very expensive animal, it just gores multiple animals one after the other. So now when you're paying out chatzi nezek, you get maxed out at the value of the Shor HaMazik. So if the Shor HaMazik is worth 200 and it gores a bunch of oxen one after another, the first one's worth 200, the second is worth 200, the third is worth 200, it goes on and on. Well, how much do you pay and who gets the check first, right? So now there is a different issue over here, that how do you have a tam that if it gored four or five times, then by the time it gets to time number four or five, it's not a tam anymore. So Rashi works, and then Rashi explains it's because we're talking about specifically where there were breaks in between the gorings. In other words, what the Mishnah means when it says zeh achar zeh, it just means it gored this one and then it gored another one and then it gored another one, but there were breaks in between. Let's say Reuben's axe gored Shimon's axe, and then it saw an axe and didn't do anything. And it gores another axe, and then it sees a couple of oxen and doesn't do anything, and then it gores Levi's axe. That's what we're talking about over here, and that's how we make sure that the animal still retains its status as a tam. It doesn't become a mula sirugin. Okay. Either way, so in this case, who do you pay first? The first person to get damaged or the last person to get damaged, and then who gets the remainder of the money? That's the question on the table. So according to the Tanakhama, what we're saying right now is if you have a shor shenagach arba v'chamisha shavarim, zeh achar zeh, if you have an axe that gored four or five oxen, one after the other, yishalim la'achron shebehem. First, you pay to the very last person to be damaged. Ve'im yesh b'moser, if there's anything left, meaning to say, remember, if Reuven's axe, let's say, is worth 200, and the last axe that it gored was worth 200, well, how much do you pay? So your chatzi nezek would be 100, let's say. So now, if you pay chatzi nezek, so if we're deducting that for the value of the shor hamazik is worth 200. So how much are you left with for the value of the shor hamazik? You're left with 100. So who's going to get the leftover 100? So im yesh b'moser, if there's anything left, yachzer shalafanav, you go back to the most recent one, to the second to last person to be damaged. And that's the person who gets the next full amount of chatzi nezek. Which would mean then, im yesh b'moser, if there's anything left after that, yachzer l'shalafnei fanav, you go back to the one before him. The very last person to be to get damaged, or the later people to get damaged, are the people who are going to gain. They're going to be the ones who get paid first, and whatever you have left is what goes to the earlier people damaged. Divrei Remer, that's the opinion of Remer. So again, let's just play this out very very quickly. Reuven's axe gores Shimon's, and then Levi's, and then Yehuda's. So now let's assume Reuven's axe is worth 200. And Shimon's axe and Levi's axe and Yehuda's axe are all worth 200, which would mean that if we're dealing with chatzi nezek in all these cases, you'd owe $100 potentially to Shimon, and then $100 to Levi, and $100 to Yehuda. So who do you pay first? You pay Yehuda first. He was the last person damaged. Well, how much you pay? You're going to pay $100, right? The chatzi nezek is $100. Now, wait a second. So let's deduct it. The shor hamazik is worth $200. So if I deduct $100 from that, I'm left with the value of $100. So how much am I going to pay to Levi? Well, Levi's damage, the damage that Levi suffered was 100. So I'm going to pay him 100, right? He gets the full chatzi nezek amount. Well, how much does Shimon get? Shimon gets nothing, right? You pay out the latest people damaged first, and you pay them out in full, and then whatever you have left goes to the second to last person damaged. Okay, that's Rameir's opinion. Reb Shimon Omer, but Reb Shimon says, Shor Shav Masayim, Shanagal Shor Shav Masayim, Vena Neveli Yafa Kulma. If you have a 200 Zuz axe that gored a 200 Zuz axe, and the carcass is worth nothing. So Reuven's axe, Gor Shimon's axe, both axes are worth 200. And when Shimon's axe is injured, is killed, its carcass is worth nothing. So the value went from 200 to zero. So how much is Chatzi Nezek in this case? 100. So Zenot Lamanav is Zenot Lamanav. So you have Reuven's axe, which is worth 200. So each party, in other words, Reuven is going to keep 100 and Shimon gets 100, right? You pay Shimon 100 for the damages for Chatzi Nezek, and then Reuven keeps the remaining 100. Chazer v'nagach shor ach, but let's say it didn't just stop after goring Shimon's axe. It gored Levi's axe, Shavim Masayim, and Levi's axe is worth 200. So now it racked up a bill of a total of 200, right? Chatzi Nezek from Levi would be 100. Chatzi Nezek from Shimon would be 100. So how do you pay it out? So ha'acharon notamana, the very last person, Levi, would get 100. In other words, he gets the full Chatzi Nezek. V'shalafanav, and the one right before him, meaning Shimon, how much does he get? Zen notachamishim zoz, v'zen notachamishim zoz. Shimon is going to get 50 zoz, and Reuven is going to get 50 zoz. In other words, you pay out the very last person damaged, you pay him out in full, he gets the full Chatzi Nezek, and then whatever you have left gets split between the Mazik and the first Nizik. That's what Rav Shimon holds. And what we'll discuss in a little bit in the Gemara is that this is going to be because Rav Shimon is going to be aligning with Rabbi Akiva's opinion, right? We learned before, at the end of the third parak, that there's a famous machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, what is the relationship between the Mazik and the Nizik after the collision, right? Reuven's axe scores Shimon's axe and kills it. So the question is, who is entitled to the Shor HaMazik? We know that the Nizik is entitled to collect from the Shor HaMazik, but the question is, does he actually own that Shor HaMazik now? Does the Torah make it as though the Mazik and Nizik are shutfin in the Shor HaMazik? Or do we say that no, the Nizik has a right to collect a bill. He's like a Baal Chov, like any other Baal Chov. And therefore, it happens to be that if the Mazik can't pay, he doesn't have any cash, so then he will ultimately collect from the Shor HaMazik, but not that he actually owns the Shor HaMazik. So Rav Shimon is going to be of the opinion, he's going to be like Rabbi Akiva, that the Mazik and the Nizik actually have a shutfis in the Shor HaMazik once it does the damage. And therefore, if they have a shutfis, well, let's draw it out now. Then that means that Reuven's axe scores Shimon's axe. Well, if Reuven's axe scores Shimon's axe, well, now, who owns the Shor HaMazik? They both do. They are shutfin. Which would mean that if that axe then goes and gores Levi's axe, well, whose axe just gored Levi's axe? Reuven and Shimon's axe is the one that gored Levi's axe. So who owes the bill to Levi? Reuven and Shimon owe the bill to Levi. Right, and same thing, if that axe then goes around and gores Yehuda's axe, so then it's going to be, again, it's going to be a shutfis that's going to be responsible for the damage to Yehuda. So that's what Rav Shimon's saying now, right? Rav Shimon's saying, again, Rav Shimon Omer, Shor Shavim Asayim, Shanakach Shor Shavim Asayim, Vein and Nevei Yafakulim, Reuven's axe is 200, Shimon's axe is 200. Now that Reuven's axe gored Shimon's axe, then the carcass is worth nothing, so how much do you pay? Well, Chatzin Ezek is 100, so Zen Otamana, each one gets 100. Why? They are Shutfin, right? They split it 50-50. Chazer V'nagach Shor Acher Shavim Asayim, but what happens if it didn't just stop after goring Shimon's axe, it gored Levi's axe? And Levi's axe is worth 200. Well, now, whose axe was it that gored Levi's axe? So it is Reuven and Shimon's axe that gored Levi's axe. So now, how much do Reuven and Shimon owe Levi? So what's going to be in this case? Ha'achru notamana, the very last person is going to be entitled to 100. In other words, how much do Reuven and Shimon owe Levi? They owe him 100. They owe him the full Chatzi Nezek. In which case, how much is left for Reuven and Shimon? They're going to split it 50-50. So they're going to split the last 100 amongst themselves. So Vishalafanov, the one before him, in other words, Reuven and Shimon, who preceded Levi, Zenot Chamishim Zoz, Vizenot Chamishim Zoz, Reuven and Shimon are each going to take 50 because they are shutfin, they're split shutfin, and that's what they get. Now, Chaz V'Nagach Shor Acher. So let's think about it this way then. So Reuven and Shimon then are shutfin in a 200 Zoz axe, right? So they each get 100. Now, when that axe goes ahead and gores Levi's axe, well, now Levi's axe is worth 200. Chatzi Nezek is worth 100. So Levi's entitled to 100 of that axe. So how much do Reuben and Shimon pay out of their pay from the Shor HaMazik, from the ox that they together own? Each one is going to be required to pay 50 to Levi, right? Because Levi is owed 100, so they're all going to, each one is going to have to pay 50. Okay, well now what that means then is that what kind of shutvis is there between Reuben and Shimon and Levi? So that means that Levi owns 100 of the ox, right? Because Levi was paid 100 out of the Shor HaMazik. That's what he's going to be getting. So he's entitled to 100 from the Shor HaMazik. And how much do Reuben and Shimon own in the Shor HaMazik? Well, each of them own the last 100. So each of them own 50, right? So let's break it up. So Levi's stake in the Shor HaMazik is 100, and Reuben and Shimon each have 50 in the Shor HaMazik. Okay, so now if that's what happens if that ox goes ahead and damages Yehuda's ox? So now, Chazer v'Nagach Shor Acher, if that ox goes turns around and gores another one, Shavim Asayim, so Yehuda's ox is worth 200, well, how much are they going to have to pay? So let's figure it out. Even before we read the Mishnah, we know what it should be, right? Reuben and Shimon own, each have 50. Each have 50 zuz worth of the ox. So Reuben has 50 zuz of the ox. Shimon has 50 zuz of the ox. Levi has 100 zuz of the ox. So now, if they're united shutfis, right, between Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, that ox now goes ahead and gores Yehuda's ox, and Yehuda's ox is worth 200. So how much of a bill is there? There's a $200 ox or 200 zuz ox. Now the chatzin ezek of that is going to be 100. So Yehuda's owned. He is owed 100. So who's he collecting what from? So Levi, who owns 100 zuz worth of the ox, is going to have to pay 50%, right? He's going to have to pay 50 from his share. In which case, how much are Reuben and Shimon going to have to pay? They're going to have to pay also from the remaining amount that Yehuda's owed. Each one is going to pay 50% of what they have, right? So in other words, Reuben owns 50 zuz worth of the ox, so he's going to have to pay 25. Shimon owns 50 zuz worth of the ox, so he's going to have to pay 25. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ha'achru not the money. Yehuda is going to be entitled to 100. V'shalafanav, so Levi is going to be entitled to 50 zuz. He's going to be left with 50. U'shnayim rishonim, and the first two, Reuben and Shimon, how much are they going to be left with? Dinar zahav. They're going to be left with 25. Right, a dinar zav is a gold dinar. A gold dinar is the same thing as 25 dinar kesef, which is the same thing as saying 25 zuz. Right? Okay. So let's just summarize the Mishnah, and I think we're going to stop, and then we'll pick up the Gemara next time. The Mishnah is telling us that there is a major machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. What happens if Reuven's ox gores Shimon's ox, and then Levi's ox, and then Yehuda's ox? How much does, if assuming that each person, let's say, is owed? Right? Each person suffered a loss of 100 zuz because their animal was, let's say their animal, each person's animal is worth 200, so they are, the chatzi nezek for each animal is 100. How much do you pay to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda? So if Reuven's ox is only worth 200, right, someone's going to lose out over here, right? Because you get maxed out at the value of the Shor HaMazik. The Shor HaMazik is only worth 200. How much of a bill did he rack up? He racked up a 300 zuz bill. So according to Meir, what you do is you pay in full to the most recently damaged person. The last person to be damaged, he's the person you pay in full first. So if Yehuda was damaged last, you pay him 100. How much do you have left? You have 100 to pay left. So you pay Levi. How much is Levi owed? Levi's also owed 100 because his ox was worth 200. So Chatzi Nezek is worth 100. And which means that Shimon gets 0 and Reuven is left with 0. That's Rameir's perspective. Rav Shimon, this is going to, we understand he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the Mazik and the Nizik become Shutfin in the animal. And so therefore, when Reuven's ox gores Shimon's ox, well, now they become Shutfin in the Shor HaMazik. If that ox then goes ahead and damages Levi's ox, well, now that means that it's Reuven and Shimon's ox that gored Levi, that gored Levi's ox, which means that the bill has to be split between Reuven and Shimon. If that ox then goes ahead afterwards and gores Yehuda's ox, that means that there's a bill now between Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon's share is 50 each. Levi's share is 100. And so now when that ox goes and gores Yehuda's, so now Levi's going to take and he's going to split 50% of, given his share of the animal, so he's going to have to pay 50 to Yehuda, and Reuven and Shimon are each going to have to pay 25 to Yehuda. That's the Mishnah. That's the machlokas between Rav Meir and Shimon. Okay.